wanted to share something. I was sent an email this morning from Barney Barnhart in light of what I shared yesterday morning about the power of words and our duty as born-again believers to use words wisely to build up, encourage, and edify. And I want to read the statement here. I'm not sure if he wrote it or if somebody else wrote it, but it's this little blurb, and it's called Declare It. And it says, I speak to the raging waters in my life. Peace, be still. I say to my mind, peace, be still. I say to my emotions, peace, be still. I say to my body, peace, be still. I say to my home, peace, be still. I say to my family, peace, be still. Now I speak to every mountain of fear, every mountain of discouragement, every mountain of stress, every mountain of depression, every mountain of lack and insufficiency, and I say, be removed and cast into the sea in Jesus' name. I speak to this day and I call you blessed. I declare that I serve a mighty God who today will do exceedingly and abundantly beyond all that I can ask or think, according to Ephesians 3:20. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. I say you are a good God, and I eagerly anticipate your goodness today. We're going to go to we're going to go to the book of Proverbs primarily this evening. Proverbs chapter 18. So amicably yesterday, Al Segovia pointed something out as I was sharing the scriptures. And afterwards, he, sometimes when you're sharing, you might reference a verse, and sometimes it's easy to overlook the context. So we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 18, and I'm going to bring it up here. Proverbs chapter 18. And we're going to go to verse 19. Proverbs 18, verse 19. It says, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. I think I mentioned that. And their contentions are like the bars of a castle. Now listen to this one. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Well, let's think about that for a second, shall we? Especially verse 19. Let's look at that. Verse 19, I'll read it again. It says, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. You know, in ancient times, cities weren't just these little villages. They were massive strongholds surrounded by tall, thick walls made of stone. And once the gates were shut, no army could get into it without a serious battle. And what the Word of God is saying here in this verse, that's exactly what an offended heart can become like. When someone gets hurt, when we say something, when our emotions take hold, we get offended, we offend somebody, something happens, especially by our words. It's not always easy to patch it up with just a quick, I'm sorry. Sometimes the wound goes a little bit deeper than that, and then those walls go up. Okay? And maybe you've faced something like that in the past, where somebody has said words to you that didn't exactly build up. Maybe they tore you down a little bit. And if it was a brother or sister in Christ, yeah, could be much, much worse. Because no matter how hard you try to fix it, it feels like you're standing outside of these walls shouting, hoping that this other person will leave the gates open. Maybe you've been on the, not the receiving end, but maybe you've been the one to say things, as we all have. Okay? So that's why the scripture is calling, this particular verse in Proverbs is calling us to guard our words. Because once offense walls come up, once offense builds walls, it can take a long time to break them down. Okay? So let's ask ourselves this question. If there's somebody that we may have offended by any chance, in any way, shape, or form, I don't know, maybe this is our call to make amends. All right. Verse 20, I'm going to read it again. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. You know, this verse is powerful. It reminds us of what you say feeds your life, because your words aren't just heard by others. They come back around and they feed you. You know, what somebody says is a direct result of the thoughts that they're thinking. Because, you know, words always start with the thought. Think about, you know, a farmer planting seeds. If he plants apple seeds, what's he going to get? He's going to get an apple tree. He's going to get apples. Well, if he plants a plant with thorns growing out of it, you know, he can't expect a tree to grow with sweet fruit. It doesn't work like that. It's the same way with the words that come out of our mouths. When you speak kindness, encouragement, and truth, it fills your life with those things and with joy, peace, and, you know, the list goes on and on. When you speak bitterness, gossip, and negativity, eventually it's going to fill your life with those things, along with emptiness, isolation, and maybe even most likely regret. So every day we are planting seeds with what we say, okay, whether we realize it or not. So think about it. What kind of seeds are you planting with your words? Because one day soon, you're going to sit down and eat from that harvest. Okay? Now, this last verse, which we've quoted many times, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Every time we open our mouths, we are either speaking life or death, and there's no neutral ground. Well, maybe there is, but most of the time, it's either one of those two. Because our words are like fire. And fires can do one of two things. They can either warm up a house, or if you're not careful with them, if you're not careful with your fireplace, something can happen, and that fire can burn your house down. Same thing goes with a tongue that blesses, but it can also do the opposite. Lips can comfort, can also wound. You know, you may not remember every word that someone said to you growing up, but I guarantee you, you remember the ones that built you up, and you remember the ones that broke you down. Words matter, they have weight, and they're very, very difficult to forget. They stay. And they shape lives. And they shape our lives. So when we speak God's truth, when we encourage, when we bless, when we say whatever it is that's on our minds, when we, if we speak negativity, gossip, fear, or hatred, we're doing the opposite of what God wants us to be doing. And we always have a choice, right? So today we have a choice. Tomorrow we have a choice. Because like I mentioned yesterday morning, we are in control with what comes out of our mouth. We are in control of the words that we speak. Every word matters, and every conversation matters. And the ones who love the power of the tongue, the ones who respect it, will eat the good fruit that comes with it. Okay? If the words that are coming out of your mouth are fruitful, you will also benefit from that as well. Maybe today you're realizing you've spoken words that you've regret saying. Maybe you've built some walls that need to come down. Maybe you've planted seeds without thinking about how the harvest is going to appear as. But the beautiful thing is, and this is something I want you to remember, is that His mercies are new every morning. We have a God that forgives, and His mercies are new every morning. Okay? So you can speak life today, you can speak life tomorrow, and you can start planting seeds that will grow into a fruitful harvest at any point. Okay? Your words can bring healing to somebody's life. Your words can break chains, okay? So let's be the ones to, once again, speak life, not just when it's easy, but especially when it's hard. Okay? And let's let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to the Lord and those around us. Okay? So, gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity we have to speak your words and words that are edifying to others, Father God. We're the ones that are in control. And that's what we strive to do, Father God. Pray for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.